joined on Knights Online by Carlton head coach Guy Collin, as the Knights about 24 hours away from tip-off in the 2010 NCAA tournament. And Guy, let's talk about your opponent in the first round, the host school, Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Obviously a very formidable opponent.
Yeah, they certainly are, Eric. They have good size. They're very rangy kids. They're very mobile unit. They're very versatile. They run a five-man motion. There's a lot of ball screens, a lot of flare picks. They do a lot of good things. And I think it's not so structured. We're going to switch this out. I think it's really good for their athletes because there's enough freedom for them to just really be on an attacking posture, which they do well. And defensively, I think, you know, it's going to be tough containing them, but we like what we're doing. Some of the things that they do, we've spent a lot of time on. I mean, they post up their wings, but our bigs also know on the perimeter when the ball goes in. They know how to dig help and that kind of stuff, too, so we're not a fish out of water when it comes to some of those things. But I just think it'll be their experience and their athleticism and that kind of stuff. But I'm hoping we can get to our spots. And then we'll have to execute on the offensive end of the floor. And when you play somebody as formidable as they are, you've got to shoot it a bit. And we have been shooting. And I think, I mean, it's a good challenge. I don't think our kids are cringing going in there. I mean, we're excited about it, and we're really looking forward to the game.
Take us through this week of preparation for you guys. You're coming off the high of winning the conference title on Saturday, got back in the gym on Monday, got back to work. What's the mentality of your group coming into tomorrow's game?
Took Sunday off, pretty much relaxed on Monday, got some shooting in, just started laying in some fundamental concepts of what we were going to be saying, you know, from a, you know, just a mental framework kind of standpoint, and then started getting going with the technical things on Tuesday and Wednesday, you know, before we hit the road for today's practice and stuff like that. And so I think it was a good balance. You can short practices up a little bit, you know, and then when we got here yesterday and the day before, more of a defensive focus, although some offensive stuff. And today when we got in their gym, we wanted to do more shooting, more offensive stuff, you know, being in the gym and stuff. And we will have our shoot around tomorrow. So there's been ample time for preparation. And it's good because they do some nuanced things that we needed to introduce to our guys. So when are we going to switch? When aren't we going to switch and stuff like that? And it's not going to be, you know, perfect every time, but I like how we handle some of the things that they do. You know, their flare picks, we fight over the top where they get some mileage because a lot of teams, especially their bigs, go underneath and they could step out and shoot. They don't reverse the ball via the, you know, the skip pass as much as they do middle penetration, and we've been, you know, we've seen that before and we drill that kind of stuff. So it'll be fun to see our guys, you know, recognize that. I think it might take just the speed of the game, 3 or 4 minutes for us to, you know, get over that hurdle a little bit, but I'm hopeful that we'll settle in defensively and that it's a low-scoring, first 1-58 kind of win game.
Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow after the game.
Okay, thanks, Eric.